Blog Talk Radio.
To the inner place, into the holy of holies.
Let's receive them.
Thank you.
To give you messages that will encourage you and make you understand how to walk this walk. Amen. Praise God. We just can't do what we want to do. We just can't live the way we want to live and has confessed Jesus as our Lord and Savior. God is a holy God, and he's showing us the way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end is destruction. So I want to talk to you about those that have been broken, those that have been made to be lonely. We need God. We need confidence. So broken, so hurt, so rejected by mankind, so falsely accused by mankind. And I want to encourage you that God is the only way. He's going to fall down on you today. And there's going to be a change after you hear this message. You'll understand a better way. You'll understand God is the only way, the truth, and the life. I worship him. I praise and bless his holy name. For we have been in the valley of Achor much too long. Father, add a blessing to the word. We wonder why we haven't been blessed and why trouble won't leave our homes. And one of the things we have to remember is that we are chosen people set aside for the will of God and for his purpose. Amen. And that will, amen, is to do good. Amen. He would that we should prosper even as our souls prosper. But too long we've been held back by the enemy and by his strategies, not understanding what is his scheme, what is his strategy. Amen. We've fallen into dark places. And the enemy has just saturated us, even to the point of almost giving up and dying. But I want to tell you, you got to come out of the valley of Achor. You've been in there too long. Somehow from the time that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, amen, we did not release the cursed things that was hindering us and our blessings. We held on to something that we thought was a benefit to us, only to find out that it was a cursed thing. The valley of Achor, you got to get it out, saints, because it's killing you. We haven't kept ourselves from the dedicated things, the things that are dedicated to the devil. Amen. And we have allowed them to invade into our private and personal space, into the territory that God has set aside for us. And when we go in to try to overcome and master what's been trying to master us, we can't do it because the enemy has set up strongholds. We still want to hold on to that lever. That same person that was with us before we got saved. We still want to keep our idols, pictures and statues and all these things in the house that we so-called, it's nothing, but we just cherish that and we love it, and we can talk to that and we can look at that, and we are collectors of those items, and we shouldn't be doing that. We're holding on to the dedicated things that are of the devil, and we're still in the Valley of Achor. Amen. And we can't go any further. We still want to hold on to that alcohol even after salvation come in. Lady told me, she said she drank her wine. Amen. And nothing in the Bible said not to drink the wine, even in the church, Timothy, to drink the wine for his health's sake. And so that's why they do it. But God is telling you, you're a Nazarite. Amen. You're just like Melchizedek. You're just like Jesus Christ when you become saved again and you have to let everything go. We still want to fornicate. We still want to commit adultery. We still want to abuse our children. We still want to get the drug dealer's money and use it for whatever we need to. Amen, and take an attitude and say, well, I didn't sell the drugs, and the Bible said the wealth of the wicked or the unjust or the unrighteous is laid up for me. But you misquote the scriptures only to benefit yourself, amen, knowing that, amen, you're in a valley of Achor, amen, and you're dying out. You're not prospering. You're not going to make it in the way that you're doing. I had a experience that happened to me. My son was one of the biggest drug dealers that was, a million-dollar man. And I was saved. And I said, well, okay. I say, whatever you do, it ain't bothering me. It did bother me about him selling the drugs. I told him to stop. But I said, the money, it ain't bothering me. I said, he can give me some money if he want to give me some money. God came to me in a dream and told me, he said, don't you touch another dime, not a nickel, not a penny of that money, because you're bringing in a curse on your own children when you touch that money, because it's a dedicated thing to Satan in order to kill out God's people. I say, okay, God. I say, I understand. I will obey you. I obeyed him immediately. I did not touch not a penny, not a dollar, not a half a cent, not nothing that my son, amen, had accumulated through sin. And as I did that, God went on and put him in prison, amen, in order to save him, and came to me in a dream and told me what he was going to do in reference to my son. And I said, okay, God. And so today my son, he's a millionaire again. And this time he's not selling drugs. He's not doing things that are of the world, but he has his own business and he's working and doing it legally. When you do what's right toward God, then your Valley of Achor will be, amen, praise God, dismissed, praise God. So as we listen, amen, to the word of God, we begin to understand that you got to let go some things, saints. You've been holding on too long. Amen, praise God. So if you don't let them go, amen, they're going to eventually come upon you. Amen, and my thought is coming out of, praise God, the book of, thank you, Jesus, Joshua chapter 7. Amen, praise God. And it's speaking about, amen, Achor. Amen. And what, amen, had happened during that time? There was a man named Achan. Amen. Praise God. And he took of the cursed things. And one of the things that happened when he took of the cursed things, amen. Praise God. It caused a curse upon everybody in Israel. So they went out to battle. And when they couldn't win the war, Joshua laid before the Lord and sought the Lord. And the Lord gave him the answer. He said, as someone in the midst of the 12 that, amen, have taken of the accursed things. He said, what I want you to do, sanctify them, set them aside. And one of the things that you do, amen, I will give you the information on who has touched the accursed things. Amen, praise God. And so as Joshua did this year, God had all the 12 tribes come before him. And the 12 tribe stood before him, and God pointed out the tribe of Judah. And in the tribe of Judah, Achan, amen, was the one had taken the cursed thing, amen, and began to hide it up under the dirt, amen, as if nobody would see. Let me tell you something, saints. God see all things. Praise God. He knows all things. He knows what's hindering you. He knows what's causing you to fall, causing you not to be blessed. And he wants you to come in and commit yourself to him, acknowledge that you have been in sin and in error, and clean up your act so that the blessing can come to you. You're holding on to a man, amen. And I told a great famous woman, Juanita Bynum, I say, amen, praise God, when you marry and you take it in every baggage that that man had. Amen. She took in every baggage that that man that she married had. All them demons that, amen, followed his life was not part of her life, and she didn't know how to get out that accursed thing in order to keep her husband. We, as the body of Christ, have allowed drugs, alcohol, lust, all these things, pride of life, all these things to come in and become a curse to us because we won't remove it. God told us the bride can't have no blemishes. God let us know that the wages of sin is death. God let us know that, amen, he want to bless us, but there's something blocking the blessing. Every time you set yourself to get up to do one thing, there's something to hinder you and stop you from doing, amen, what God has purposed. So, amen, I literally ran out of time. I didn't know that I was on a 15-minute, amen, praise God. I thought I was hitting 30 minutes. But during the time of your walk with God, one of the things that you got to do, you got to get rid of what's been holding you back. You got children in your house that's still selling drugs. You getting a dollar here, a hit there, and a hit there just to pay the light bill. But you got to remove that cursed thing out in order for you to be blessed. God want to bless you, amen, and you holding up your own blessing because you won't release. Once you make that covenant with God and you begin to trespass, you break the covenant, amen, and the relation, and God can't move in it. He said you can't have no other God before him, amen, praise God. God literally, amen, showed, amen, Eli, amen, when Dagon, amen, was in the midst, amen, praise God, of trying to be notarized as being great, and the Philistines put Dagon in the temple where they worship, and then brought in the Ark of the Covenant, praise God, amen, and God knocked Dagon down, and amen, they sent him up again, and Dagon, the next day, amen, not only was he knocked down, but his head was broken off, amen, and his hands and his body was literally destroyed. So we have to get out that first thing so God can come in and begin to reestablish us, begin to bless us, begin to confirm his word in us. We mad at the prophets. We mad at the teachers and the evangelists. They done told us a lot. Now, they didn't lie. Once the word went forth and it's spoken truth, it will come to pass, but we have the accursed thing. So, amen, we got to get out of the valley of Achor. Praise God. Achan, amen, God pointed him out, amen, of the tribe of Judah, and guess what? God said, now stone him to death and then burn him with fire. You need to stone your enemy to death. You need to stone, amen, praise God, what's been holding you back. Get it out of your house. Get it out of your home because it's affecting everybody in your house. I don't care if it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or a homosexuality, a lesbianism, whatever it is, stealing money on the job, whatever it is, even money can be an entrapment if you're getting it in the wrong way. You got to get it out. You got to get out of the valley of Achor or you'll die there. God bless you and have a wonderful day.